Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, a man in lingerie plus a Pat song and vanity plates. All on the way in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hey, little man, get up out of bed and wipe all the sleep from those eyes. I know that it's late, but we just couldn't wait to tell you our big new surprise. Remember that night about 3 months ago when you walked into Mom and Dad's room? And then how we talked of the birds and the bees and arousal and climax and wounds. Well, 6 months from now, you'll be a big brother. That's right, little tiger, it's true. Mommy and Daddy are making a better version of you. Might be a boy, just like his older brother, but without the flaws holding you down. Or if we are lucky, we could have a girl like we wanted the first time around. Maybe this new person won't wet the bed or bug us for candy and toys. I bet the new you will shut up when we tell them and not make so much friggin' noise. Thanks to the 5 years we've had you to practice on, now we know what not to do. Mommy and Daddy are making a better version of you. Can you imagine the things he'll achieve as a doctor or lawyer or Indian chief? He'll be an astronaut, he'll bring world peace, he will win the World Series and cure all disease. He will be handsome and he will be popular, he will be wealthy and very important, and he will be famous and he will be special, and you get to watch. I said shh.
Oh, sorry.
It's a lot for a 5-year-old boy to take in, but we know that you're brave and you're tough.
Brave and
so we ask that you give to him all of your love and your bedroom and all of your stuff. It's not a replacement, it's more like an upgrade. It's our little man version 2. Mommy and Daddy are making the buns in the oven and baking. Mommy and Daddy are making a better version of you.
This is the Soaring Eagles part.
Doctor coming in to do a chick's prostate exam.
Hey, I wonder the prostate doc, can they do it with either hand?
What are you talking about?
Are they ambidextrous?
I imagine they get used to doing it with one finger or the other, I would think.
I would imagine, yes.
After a while, I'm guessing.
I would assume if you're right-handed, you use your right hand, although maybe not because you eat with them.
I think they've actually decided to use gloves now, Tom.
And I bet you stay away from things like bean dip and
I'm with you there. Brown gravy.
Brown gravy. Yeah.
This is our way of underscoring the importance of having a proper medical examination by a qualified physician.
No.
I hope this is working.
Yeah.
Hershey syrup.
Our point here, fellas, is you need to. Our point is you need to have certain examinations at certain times in your life. Ladies, same thing. Different exams, of course.
Yes, I just got a reminder today.
You get your mammogram coming up.
Pappy's due.
We'll talk to a healthcare professional about some of the tests you should get.
I'm not going to have you do it.
We probably won't do it here.
Why can't we do a pap smear on the air?
We could auction it off.
Yeah. Ninth caller right now.
don't they just use the ice cream bars?
Ice cream bars?
Ice cream bar stick.
Oh, the popsicle stick?
Yeah, popsicle stick. And they just whoosh. The hooey and whoosh.
This is why Chick isn't a doctor.
Tom, you have one of those medical dictionaries, don't you? Look under H for hooey. Yeah.
Hi, Miss Lee. I'm your doctor. Now, before this exam, you're gonna have to move your clothes so I can get a good look at your hooey.
No. Here's the thing.
Hooey.
The most popular name for that place among women is
down there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not hooey.
I think hooey's second.
No, hooey's not.
I think hooey is certainly in the top five.
87% of women.
And I think it's higher.
They call it the hooey. Oh yeah.
I think that's regional.
Is it regional?
Is it?
I think it varies from area to area in this country. Great country of ours.
Shaky pudding would be in the south.
No,
really.
I'm not so sure what it would be. I imagine that doctors get quite the thrill sometime when some of their clients describe.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're nervous about speaking about their bodies in front of doctors.
That's true. Northwest Baby Cave is used a lot.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat's itching to play a song. He told you that's related to a story?
Okay. He sure did. And this was the story. Authorities in Florida have arrested a man.
Smartly done, team. People don't even know we're doing this.
After finding him on a construction site wearing lingerie.
Wait, start over. I'm lost.
A Florida man arrested after being found on his construction site wearing lingerie. With a firearm concealed inside a silicone breast implant.
Oh, weird.
According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, 39-year-old Matthew Zaccarnio was seen putting on a red lace bra and G-string as deputies approached him. When deputies ordered him to stop, the man removed the items, instead revealing a handgun hidden behind one of the silicone breast inserts that he'd been holding.
Keep your eyes up here. You pull it out.
Following his arrest, the man reportedly claimed that he was on his way to a costume party.
Whoa.
Okay. He now faces multiple charges, as you can imagine.
Very strange.
Really strange.
That's not a 38. This is a 38. Double D.
All right, Tootsie. Put your hands up.
Tootsie. What the hell is happening?
What is going on here?
That is weird.
What, a guy can't have a fun time?
Oh, there he is.
Can't have a good time, put a bra on, bring a gun around?
Take a look at that guy.
Now, I wonder, and this is a dumb question, but
he felt pretty.
I know they make all kinds of holsters.
Yes.
You know, for...
they have a bra holster.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. It'd be for a little gun, though.
So does it go right there by the boob, or is it on the side?
I don't know. I don't have one.
I mean, the gun's weird looking. It almost looks like a 3D printed type.
Yeah. It does. It looks like a taser almost.
Yeah. I like the lock of wig we can see in the left corner.
Wow, that is really...
Bless his heart.
Was he planning some kind of a crime, or was he just...
I'd be nervous around him. What? I wouldn't trust myself.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
He's wearing those red panties.
Maybe they should have... Now, the mugshot that we have, he's not wearing the wig or anything anymore.
Right.
What is the protocol on that?
Yeah, you take the wig off before the mugshot.
I think they should take both.
Yeah. Yeah, they should take both. That's the way he presents himself. Yeah.
And then.
Is there any police department where they go, okay, face me, now turn to the side, and now let's do a fun one? You know, they put a little bunny ears behind. Okay, that,
there are a couple different.
That's hilarious.
A couple different bra holsters, if you will. One goes in the center and one does go on the side.
Gosh, that is so. I know that I'm a boob guy, and you guys know that. And I don't know why. That's the hottest thing I've ever heard of. A gun right between the boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, you like it?
I love it so much.
Let me see this.
Oh, boy.
Gosh. I don't know if you can see that, Tom, from
I
there,
hate the
but...
things I'm going to Google after today's show. That's bad for me.
Angela White gun. For those in the know.
Is that some famous porno girl?
And Josh nailed it, by the way. I mean, just right up my alley.
Oh, heavy naturals?
Big boobs and foreign dark hair. Get out of here.
Can you see that better,
Get
Tom?
Out of here.
I don't
Take
know.
My money.
Yeah.
How weird.
I think it's cool.
Why would a guy be in a construction site... Is he going to shoot some construction worker that does a cat call? Hey, gorgeous, nice ass. Oh, yeah, boom.
Doesn't he work at the construction site, it said?
It didn't say that. Well, finding him on a construction site, I don't know if he worked there.
Well, you wrap up work, you know, you're with your pals, you're at the site, you're probably drinking a little bit, you got a party to go to. You have your gun with you.
Who's having a costume party now?
I know.
You know what? Fair.
It's Florida.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to wait for Halloween to have a costume party.
No.
Do you have a song for it?
Clay Shaw. I do indeed, yeah. Often had,
That's right. That guy dressed up like the FTD florist guy. It was amazing.
You ready?
Yeah.
I am a booba guy too, Willie, and a different kind of ladies man. Every night, a different lady. Every night, it's a different chick. Every night, and the morning, baby, who is it tonight? Baby, take your pick. Every night, a different woman, I'm having me such a mighty good time. Friends wonder what the hell I'm doing. I tell them variety is the spice of life. So many girls... I forget. One night's a blonde, the next a brunette. I put on a wig, I cinch my dress real tight, and I'm a different lady every night. Every night, I'm a different lady. Thank you very much.
And Pat, you don't even have to change your name.
I don't. No.
Yeah, how convenient.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Pat. We return to the news desk with Christy Lee. What else is happening?
In Louisiana, a woman has been arrested for swimming nude in her neighbor's pond. Says she was attempting to be a mermaid.
Of course she was.
KTVE reports that the Union Parish Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence in Marion where a naked woman was found swimming in a pond on the property. The 41-year-old initially refused to leave the pond, allegedly stating she was, quote, trying to be a mermaid.
See, that's the first sign that she's a lunatic.
I do love someone saying that, like, it's a totally reasonable thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, I'm so sorry, you guys. I was just trying to be a mermaid.
You understand?
Yeah.
She did eventually get out of the pond and was arrested on multiple charges. Yeah.
So when she gets out, then that's when they know she's naked.
Yeah, well.
Do they...
blanket her?
Oh, that's what they do?
Probably.
Of course
they
do.
One of those silver blankets or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Here, come on.
Maybe her clothes were laying nearby.
Let's go to an ambulance, Goofy. Come on. Here we go.
Right this way, Ariel.
A whole new world. Yeah. Here we go.
I guess you grew your legs back, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A man in China has been fired for taking frequent and excessively long bathroom breaks.
Well, now, wait a minute. What is considered frequent?
Well, a man sued his former company for illegal termination, claiming he suffered from hemorrhoids.
Oh.
The company, however, submitted surveillance footage showing the frequency and duration of the man's trips to the bathroom. In 1 month, he reportedly took 14 toilet breaks, with the longest lasting 4 hours.
Well, that's why he has hemorrhoids.
Yeah. Yeah, which came first, though? Him getting him? What?
Yeah, what does come first?
4 hours.
The piles?
Well, I know why.
Why?
I don't. In Mandarin Chinese, there's like 50,000 different symbols.
Yeah.
So doing Wordle is a bitch.
So, yeah, he's got to.
You really got to think before you hit send.
I knew it was going to be a Wordle joke.
4 hours, come on.
Yeah, somebody doesn't want to work, it sounds like.
Yes.
And if you're pushing for 4 hours, you're going to have the roids, as you suggest.
Man. Ugh.
14 hours or 14 breaks in a month, though, doesn't seem unreasonable.
Not at all.
Oh, it wasn't per day?
No, it said a month.
Oh. That's it's just how long they are.
That's like every other day or whatever.
Right. Well, maybe in China, though. I don't know.
Mm. Someone's going to make these phones. Come on.
Okay.
You know, he's not wrong, but he's wrong in
the way he says it.
No.
He's not factually incorrect.
No.
But he's wrong.
Okay, now I teased the BMV, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Which most places is called the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah,
yeah, DMV. Not here.
I'm against it. It's DMV.
You want
because
one?
It messes up comedy bits.
It does. You have to pick one.
I know.
It's 70%.
You know, the same thing with like DNR for Department of Natural Resources. Some states do some alternate version.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
I think
that.
The states' rights thing's gone too far. I want one uniform code for the entire country.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And I want everyone to wear the same clothes.
I'm shocked that in this story from the state of Indiana, among 700 requests that they denied.
For
personalized license plates.
Oh, 700.
Yeah.
Read a couple of them. The first one's obvious.
Haktua, yeah.
I mean, that should be, right? That should be, they should say no to that just based on that's over.
Right. You can know. Yeah. You know, like 6'7". How many 6'7" plates got through before that became a thing?
You can get anything on a license plate frame, though, right? And put that on your car? Or is that...
Yeah, probably. I think so.
That'd be censored.
We've all seen really offensive...
Yeah.
Well, it depends if you live in a state that requires a license plate up front.
I hate
some
that.
Don't.
Well, no.
No, he's talking about the frame that goes
right.
around.
Oh, that thing. Plate. Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
The I'm back,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poopy was one that was said, nope, can't do that.
Poopy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am a child, but yeah, when I heard it, I did giggle a little bit.
Right.
Okay, this one is B-O-O-B,
boob, yeah,
1-3-S.
Boobies.
Boobies.
Yeah, boobies.
Oh, remember that on the calendar, the calculator in school? It's 8-0-0-8-1-3-5, and you turn it upside down, it says boobies. What a great time that is.
How about this one? This was turned down. TNY space PEEN.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny Peen.
Tiny Peen. Who wants to advertise that?
Or maybe poor Tony Peen couldn't get his vanity plate.
It's a hard life.
It's probably on a Corvette or some kind of car like that, right?
This one
making a joke.
This one's kind of interesting. FAFO space 2 a.m.
That is,
I don't get it.
F around and find out.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a popular one.
Oh. I think the Olympics gymnastics team, that was their down low motto. And the last time they won gold, it was F around and find out. Yeah.
What does it mean?
We'll explain to you.
What do you mean?
What's it mean?
So go ahead. Keep messing around. See what happens.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll smack you in the face before you know it.
F around. Do you know what the F stands for?
If I said, hey, it bothers me when you kick me in the shins, and you go, I'm going to keep kicking you in the shins, hey, you know, F around and find out. See what happens if you kick
me.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
That was nice.
Okay. What's the 2 a.m. for?
That I don't know.
That is kind of odd. Like, I'll come beat you up at 2 a.m. kind of thing.
So the bar is closed.
I think it's nice to make an appointment.
Yeah.
I mean.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. How about this one? BTT. Oh, I just got it. Never mind.
Oh.
Did you not say it?
It's BTTSTFF.
Butt stuff.
Yeah, it's butt stuff. I didn't get it right away.
That is
what about P&D space town?
Did you say P&D or B?
P&D.
Oh, pound town.
Pound town. Yeah, that was rejected.
I thought it was like penis and D town. I'm going to send you to both.
It's too much penis.
Yeah, a little too much. It's too crazy.
Yeah, T much peen. They also got
Why is snow 420 bad?
Drug reference?
Yeah.
Oh.
But... The snow doesn't make sense. It's probably anything. I assume they probably have a blanket, no 420.
Yeah, probably.
I'm guessing. Who knows?
This one's kind of funny. A55 space.
Yes.
1TCH.
Assage.
Yes. I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, but who wouldn't? Hey, it's a nice, really got a nice car there, Dave.
and your plate says ass itch. And
that, yeah, I'm president of Dude Wipes. What do you want?
That would not make you giggle if you saw that.
Yeah, but I can't imagine some young lady going, well, I've met this new guy. He's really great.
Maybe he's married and his wife's got a good sense of humor. You don't know.
His nickname is Ass Itch. I'm out.
A vanity plate can really tell a father a lot about the boy picking up their daughter. Yeah. Ass Itch is here. Looks like we're going to that movie, honey, and sitting three rows behind
it. Yeah, last week it was Butt Captain. There seems to be a theme here. No wonder Susie can't focus.
Whoa, Allie, look at the gazongas on that gal.
She's one busty lady. Let's tell her how we feel.
I want to be your bra.
I bet that you're a double D.
I want to be your bra.
And feel your big jugs under me.
No, I don't want to marry you.
I just want to carry your big boobs around.
All over town.
I just want to be your bra.
What about my panties?
No, thanks. That's not for me.
Cup of tea.
How about fishnet stockings?
No, that will never do.
I wanna be a big brassiere and hang around with you.
I wanna be your bra.
I love your hefty, happy sex.
I wanna be your bra.
Why don't you do some jumping jacks?
I don't wanna get you into bed.
I just wanna stick my little head between your boobs.
Your inner tubes.
I just wanna be your bra.
Do you like my melons?
They're firm and ripe and sweet.
My boobs are so gigantic.
Oh, I bet you've never seen your feet.
Would you like to squeeze them?
No, that would make me glad.
You'll be the greatest living bra a girl has ever had.
Hey, boss, those are the biggest hooters I've ever come across.
Oh, I want to be your bra.
Cuddly snuggle pups.
I want to be your bra.
Your nipples look like Dixie cups.
And if your boobs start going south,
I'll hold on to them with my mouth.
They'll stay in place.
Thanks to my face, I just want to be your bra.
I just want to be.
Be your bra.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.